AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We expect to hear momentarily from Attorney General Loretta Lynch. We've learned that the Justice Department will begin an investigation into the Chicago Police Department following the release of a video showing a white police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times. The teenager died. The officer is charged with murder. AP correspondent Eric Tucker reports the Justice Department investigation will be wider than just one case.
This is totally separate than looking at one particular use of force case. This is how the department is run and how the officers conduct themselves across the board. And so they do that through interviews, data, and records.
How to best fight terrorists? Following the violent attack in San Bernardino, California, President Obama told the nation last night, "We are doing things right. We're on the right path."
Our intelligence and law enforcement agencies, no matter how effective they are, cannot identify every would-be mass shooter, whether that individual is motivated by ISIL or some other hateful ideology. What we can do and must do is make it harder for them to kill.
He is asking Congress to keep those on the no-fly list from buying guns and said his plan to target militant leaders overseas, their infrastructure and financing is working. Republicans are not convinced. Here's AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
House Speaker Paul Ryan called the speech a half-hearted attempt to defend and distract from a failing counterterrorism policy. He says what's needed is a comprehensive strategy to confront and defeat the Islamic State group, and it's about time the president comes up with one.
Kendrick Lamar is the king of the Grammys. The rapper is the leading nominee for the 2016 awards with 11 overall, including Album of the Year. The Dow is down 92 points. This is AP Radio News. Beijing has issued a first-ever red alert for smog, urging schools to close and putting restrictions on factories and traffic. AP correspondent Christopher Bodine is in Beijing with the limitations that will be in effect.
Chief among these is restricting private vehicles on the roads. Also, they'll be restricting some factory production. For citizens of Beijing, they will also have options of restructuring their work day, particularly in the manufacturing industry. And also, the Bureau is strongly encouraging schools to suspend classes so that children don't have to make the commute.
Secretary of State John Kerry is suggesting that Israel is destroying itself as a Jewish state. He says by continuing to occupy the West Bank, Israel may be making it impossible to partition the land between Jewish and Palestinian states. He says the alternative would have to be a binational state in which Jews and Palestinians live together in one state. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.